Everybody, welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. This is a special edition. We have a panelist from our Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th here with us, Ms. Valerie Harris. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I am good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So do you want to give everybody a little history lesson about Valerie, who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm Valerie Harris. I'm the owner of Varis Marketing. I also go by Coach Valley Girl because I am a Valley Girl. So you'll hear awesome a lot in my tone and my talks. So sorry about that, but it is what it is. I am a certified business branding and social media and email marketing strategy coach. So I just kind of help business owners and entrepreneurs navigate the online thing and get their social media squared away, make sure you get their email marketing going and things like that, so they're not wasting their time on the computer. Nobody wants to be tied to the computer. Mm-hmm. So I have strategies and techniques and different programs that I use to help you, you know, be efficient and effective and make some money, but also get off the computer at the same time, not spend so much time on it. Because who wants to do that, right?
Right. So what platform are you going to be talking about at the summit?
So basically, I don't know how most people feel about this, but I will be talking about Facebook. That is like the main thing, Facebook, how to do certain kinds of posts. There's three posts that I particularly coach on to start getting engagement and leads, getting your brand out there on social media. But Facebook will be the core, just because it's still, believe it or not, the number
I know.
One.
It still is.
In the world, it is king and queen, and it doesn't look like it's losing any momentum. So
yeah,
I'll be focusing on that one.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's so funny how people hate Zuckerberg so much, but they're still on the platform because that's where everybody connects. It's
just where people are at, you know. You got to be where your people are at, and if your people are not there, that's okay, be somewhere else. But but the majority of the world, Facebook, it's just got us all locked in, you know.
Yeah. So what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making when it comes to using Facebook to market their business?
Okay, so Facebook has really changed. Facebook has changed a lot. It's not like where before, never, never talk about your business on your personal page. You could only do it on your business page.
Yeah, so long.
Not true anymore, just because, you know, Facebook realizes that consumers and people that want to work with you, they want to see you. They don't care about your cute business and stuff. They want to see you, who you are, what you do. And so now it's okay to market your business. I'm not saying push sales down people's throats on your personal page, but start sharing your story, your journey, your struggles, your wins on your personal page. Share your clients, if they're, you know, it's okay with them, their struggles and their wins on your personal page. It's time to let everybody, not just your business page, know who you are, why you do what you do, why you're passionate about it, how you can help others, you know, where you can fix someone's struggles and things like that. So I see people are not doing that yet, and it could be they don't know, or they're afraid. They feel like they're going to be too pushy and, you know, talking to their friends and families and colleagues and things like that. So I see that as a big mistake that people are not using is, you know, leveraging your personal Facebook page. And then also groups. A lot of people don't have a group. They don't have a group attached to their business or anything like that. And that's such a great place where you can be more personable and get more real and do things that you wouldn't do on your personal page or your business page. You can do it in a Facebook group. And a lot of people are like, group, I don't have a group. I don't need a group. So two big things I see that's not happening a lot on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. I have multiple groups.
Yes.
I have multiple groups. I know, like I have one for the summit, right? So I kind of like every time I do a summit, I just change the name of it. And so it kind of has like a bunch of people in there from all kinds of, I've had it for so long. I just keep it. I got really bad for a while at updating it often and posting it all the time. I was like, oh my gosh. Cause I was like, you know, I want to say something. Do I post it in the group and on my personal, right? Like there are going to be people, they're going to see it multiple times. They're like, oh God, here she goes again. Right. So, but I mean, they've made it really easy when it comes to like If you go to your page or Instagram or whatever, and you're going to make a post, it'll, where else do you want to share it? Right. So it's
Yes.
allowing you to post it in multiple places. And so it's like, they kind of, I feel like they're inviting you to do that. So
And they are.
getting better at it. I am getting better at it. And then I just made a pop-up group for I'm doing a friends themed
I
bingo
saw that. Yes.
challenge. And so I'm like, I'm gonna make a group for the people that are also friends fans that are business owners, because I'm like, I feel like these are my people, right? These are the people that like they love the show, they get the show, they're gonna get the references and the quotes and all of the fun things. It'll be like that place where I can just let my freak flag fly, right?
That's awesome. And I think it's great that you have multiple groups. I try to do that. Anything that time I do something, a different challenge or an event, a summit, a VIP day, I have a group for those specific things. And then I have my main, social media group where everybody can join. So I think that's a, you're doing the right thing. Yeah, and consistency is a big one. That's another mistake I see. People are just not consistent, and I get it. Social media, if anybody tells you social media marketing is, oh, anybody can do it, your kids can do it. No. It does take some thinking and some planning and thought and things like that. So if you know you can't do it, that's when you hire help or something to help you guys get it. Or there's so many tools out there now that can help you manage your social media and things. So, but yes, yeah.
So if someone was like coming, having the come to Jesus talk with themselves and like, okay, listen, I just don't have the bandwidth to do my own social media marketing. What are the things that they should look for when they are going to find somebody to do it for them? Are there some red flags that they should like be aware of, anybody who is saying this or doing that? Or should you ask for references? Like, what are some of the things that they should look for before they go and hire somebody? Or should they just all come to Valerie?
Well, I don't manage as much as I used to because now that my coaching is kind of taken over, but I still, on a case by case, but definitely if you're looking for somebody, you're just like, I can't do social media. I need help. I need someone to help me. That's one. There's so many people out there. There's lots. I know a lot of people who also do it as well, and I refer them a lot. But what one main thing you want to look at for is you want to look at their social media. If they don't have a
Right?
presence,
Oh
yes.
my God. I
If
can't
they don't
even
have
say
a
that enough.
presence, then why would you want somebody that has no presence or not consistent on their own social media telling you, oh yeah, I'll help you with your consistency, but they're not, no. So if their social media, you're looking at it like, gosh, they haven't posted since 2020 on Facebook. They haven't posted since 2014 on Twitter, that are not Twitter, X now. That might be an issue. That might be a big red flag. And then yes, ask for references. I gladly, or testimonials, something. I gladly tell people, here are the names, and you can go and talk to this person by all means. If they won't give you a reference or say, oh, I, kind of brush it off that they have no current clients or past clients that can actually talk about them, that's another red flag. So no social media presence if they don't have references, and you ask for it. Don't be afraid to see, like, well, who you work for, who have you done, what companies have you done, or businesses, can I see them? And then you can go look at their pages. I always offer links to everybody that I'm working with or has that I've worked with in the past that you can still contact. I'm like, here's the link, here's all the stuff I did. And but yes, and ask for a media package. That's okay too. A media, see, what are you doing? What's your work? What does it look like? How are you helping others? And they should be able to tell you exactly what they do, give you a sample calendar and things like that. If you connect with somebody and they're not able to do those things, move on to the next. And even if I don't end up doing marketing for people, your social media management, they can always contact me because I have a list of qualified, real cool people that I've worked with, and some are working for me as my social media managers who I refer to everybody. Like, they have their own little company and I white label their services. So you can always just ask, Val, who would you use? If you can't do it, who would you use?
I think that's really super important. And being able to have resources of that you can't help everybody, right?
No,
So,
no.
but you can still say, here's who I trust. Here's who I
Yes.
trust. And I think, word of mouth is probably the most popular way to find the person is to say, hey, who are you using?
Exactly.
Getting and because they're not going to refer somebody that has been doing a crappy job for them.
It's yeah, exactly.
But I 100% agree with you. I've seen people that are like marketing coaches, and I go and I look at their stuff and I'm like, but where's your stuff? Like that is a red flag for me. And I've
That's
seen that, like,
huge.
wait a minute, like why, what? Like
Yeah.
people that I've had people that submitted applications for summits in the past and they want to talk about email marketing. And one of the questions I ask is, how big is your list? How big is your audience? And they're like 200. I'm like, so what? So like, you want to talk about email marketing, but your list is 200 people. I'm like,
Yeah.
doesn't make sense to me. Something
Yeah.
is not, something doesn't add up there. So yeah, I can totally, and I get it. Everybody starts somewhere. I
You
totally get
do. You
that. But be
have
honest and say, I'm just starting out. I'm still learning or whatever, but don't position yourself as an expert when you're not yet, when you're
Exactly.
in
I would
the process of learning.
never say, you know what? I'm going to talk about email marketing and I have zero on my list. I'm like, then
Right.
I'm not the right person to talk to
Right.
yet. I
Right.
might be on my way to discuss that, but no,
Yeah.
never would do that. So I would, I can't get what people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can show you how to make six figures. Are you making six figures?
Right. Exactly. Oh my goodness.
Because if you're only making like 500 a month, then
Yeah.
I mean that's
Yeah.
okay. Because
Yeah.
I was there too once. I was
Yeah.
only at 500 a month,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
if you're not at six figures right now, how can you tell me how to get there if you're not there
Right. Girl,
yourself?
same. Same, same, same. I it's so funny in my I always go look at my Facebook memories. It's when I do it every single day, right? Because I'm always curious what my kids were up to or what I was talking about or things what that were happening in my life. I was always very active poster, so it's very fun sometimes to go and see the fun stuff. But I remember, yes, it was actually yesterday's Facebook memories that showed up, and it was talking about, when I was a photographer, which is when you and I met, I was doing
Yeah.
photography. There were other photographers out there claiming that they were making all this money, and you realize they're not making money doing photo shoots, they're making money selling to other photographers. So,
Yeah.
right? That so you're teaching someone how to run a profitable photography business, but you're not actually doing it with clients. The photographers are your clients. You
Right.
that is not I
That's
just
wrong.
can't. Yes, it feels inauthentic and it feels
Yeah.
deceptive. And it's
Yeah.
like the people that I see, I'm going to use TikTok as an example because I love TikTok, but like people that are like, oh, I grew this account from this to this, but
Oh my
it's
gosh.
always because they're talking about TikTok. They're not talking about anything else. They're not talking about
Right.
what they actually do. All they're doing is telling people how to grow on TikTok. So their account is growing because people want to learn how to grow their account on TikTok.
And they never talk about what they
Right.
did, the steps and strategies and things like that.
Well,
Oh.
but it's not like I want to, like, if you have a specific niche that is not about growing TikTok, then I'll believe you.
Exactly.
Then I'll believe you. But if your account, I grew this account from 0 to 100,000 in 30 days because all you're talking about is how to grow on TikTok.
Yeah.
It
Yeah.
just doesn't, the math
Yeah.
is not mathing.
It's that way on threads too. Look, I
Is
took
it?
my threads from here to this, and I'm just like, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah. You're just
Exactly.
talking about threads. Yeah.
Talking about threads, I was like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
See you
exactly.
later.
Yeah. So I would highly encourage people if they're going to be talking about that stuff is like, who are you actually helping and being real and authentic and genuine and honest? And honest. People need to be able to trust you. And I think that word has come up so many times as I've been talking to our other panelists, the know, like, trust factor, but trust is what gets people from interested to becoming a buyer is
Yeah.
trust, that they trust you to help get them the results that you're promising. So
Exactly.
is there
Keep it
anything that they
real.
can do on Facebook when they're talking about stuff in order to like maintain that trust with people, and any tips or tricks or anything that people can do as coaches?
Yeah, so it's, keep it real. I keep telling people this all the time. I actually have a talk where I just, a speaking engagement. One of my talks is keeping it real. Just be yourself. Don't use fancy words that you would never use in your real world. If I can't say it, don't know what it means, can't spell it, why would I try to speak it just because some guru or something said you need to talk like this? I
Yeah.
talk like I talk. And if you don't like my talk, then don't listen. So keep it real. Just be you, be who you are. If you're funky, quirky, silly, you like to laugh, you cuss, who cares? Then do that. Be you. Don't pretend on social media. Don't show up social media like this and people really think you're like that. Just show up how you would for your husband or your wife, your friends, your parents, whatever, your friends that you hang out. Just be your regular self. That's the number one thing I can tell people. And I say, consistency is a key. A lot of people don't use their analytics.
Yeah.
It's so important to use your analytics, especially on Facebook, because they have great ones. It kind of tells you when your audience and fans are on Facebook. So you're not just posting at random time. Random posting does nothing. I mean, sometimes you want to post in a moment. Something's happening. You take a video or picture. I got to just put it out there. That's fine. I'm talking about if you're doing strategic business posting or something and you're really trying to get the eyeballs onto whatever it is you're doing, product, service, event. Be strategic about it and check your analytics. It'll tell you the right time to post. So really pay attention to analytics. And just be yourself. I mean, seriously, be yourself. You make a mistake, make them, so what? Make a talk funny. If you like to, like me, I like an awesome, oh my God, because that's why I'm Coach Valley Girl. Okay. That's how I am. Some people like it, some people like, okay, for those of you that frown, sorry,
Yeah, you're
I'm
gonna
not the
invite
person
people.
for you. It's okay. I'm not mad. Doesn't hurt me.
Exactly.
It's all good because I have people who do enjoy it. They think, well, you're so fun and funny. Yes, I am. So, but I'm also, I get to the point and get the job done. Those
So
are my tips.
can you tell people what they can expect to hear from you at the summit?
So, what you can expect to hear from me, I'm really going to focus on these three specific types of posts that you should be doing. That's all you need to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can do the fun quotes and the memes and things like this. That's all fine and good in between these three posts. And these three posts are specifically designed to do three things: attract people to you and learn more about you, inform where they can learn more about you or how you help your clients go from here to there, do this and that, start from here, and then motivate. It's called my AIM strategy system. A is attract, I is inform, and M is motivate people to work with you, to do with you, take the next step in their journey with you, whether that attend an event, download an ebook, or purchase your coaching program. That's what these three different types of posts are supposed to do. But there are certain ways, certain things you need to do in each of these posts. So that's what I'm going to focus on at the summit. I'm actually going to show you post should look like this and say this. Your next inform to look like this and say this, and your motivate should look like this and say this, and then go. And it works when you do it the right way. So that's the focus.
Fantastic.
That's what you're going to get out of. You guys will be able to walk away and implement that immediately.
Yeah, love that. And let's not forget that Valerie has also provided some amazing additional content for those that are paying to participate in the summit for only $47. You will get access to Valerie's training video that she did. She actually submitted a very lengthy training video that will give you so much more information and in-depth details. So be sure to register at Elevate Your Business, ElevateYourCoachingBusiness.com. I'm sorry, that's wrong. Scratch that. ElevateYourCoachingSummit.com. And if you buy the $47 VIP option, you will get instant access to the vault where you'll be able to find Valerie's training as well as all of the other panelists. So I am super excited to have you come and support the coaches that are going to be coming and learning from all of our speakers and panelists. So thank you, Valerie, for coming
Thank
to hang
you.
out
I'm
with
excited to
me.
come too. I'm looking
Yeah,
forward to learning.
I know, me too. It's going to be so great. So we'll see you guys at the summit on January 17th. Have a great day.
Bye.